Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is Word for Word for Friday, September the 16th. And we're going to be going back into the book of Bamidbar, which is the book of Numbers. And we left off in chapter 22 yesterday with the story of Bileam, who was a diviner and a sorcerer, and had been contacted by Balak to curse Israel. Well, he had disobeyed the messenger of Yahweh and just went with the men anyway before he was called, and was in disobedience there. And we were in the middle of the story where he was going by a vineyard, and there was a messenger with a sword drawn ahead of him, and the she-ass saw the messenger, and Bileam did not. And the she-ass went out into the vineyard, and Bileam hit her a couple of times. And then the messenger came out in front of her again, and she switched over and crushed his foot against the wall, trying to avoid this messenger with a drawn sword, and he hit her again. And finally, she just laid down and spoke to him. And that's a little unusual, having a donkey speaking to you. But we will begin with verse 32, where the messenger speaks to Bileam after he finally sees him, and he's prostrated himself upon the ground just in fear, because there's this, what you would call an angel, if you wanted to use the churchianity term, with a drawn sword standing in front of you. That's scary. Well, let's get back up into chapter 22. This is verse 32, continuing on where we stopped yesterday. And said to him, the messenger of Yahweh, over what have you smitten your she-ass these three times? Behold, I have come forth as an adversary, 7854. Because contrary is your way before me, 5048. Contrary, 3399, is Yarat. And that means a direct disobedience. He told him, don't go with these men until you're called. Don't follow them unless they call you. They didn't call him. He did this on his own. Verse 33. And saw me, your she-ass, and turned aside before me these three times. 7272. Unless, 194, she had turned away before me, because now also you I would have slain, but kept her alive, 24:21. Oh boy, he's in trouble. Verse 34, and said Bileam to the messenger of Yahweh, I have sinned, 2398, to miss the mark or fall short of duty or responsibility, because I did not know that you stood to meet me in the way. And now, if it is displeasing, 7489, in your eyes, I shall return. Verse 35. And said the messenger of Yahweh to Bileam, go with the men, but cease, 657, speaking at the words I speak to you, speak. In other words, you shut up and I'll tell you what to say. Plain and simple. And went Bileam with the officials of Balak. Verse 36. And when heard Balak that had come Bileam, he went forth to meet him to a city of Moab that is upon the border of Arnon, that is on the farthest, 7097, border. Verse 37, and said Balak to Bileam, did I not earnestly send, that 7971 doubled as an emphatic, to call you? And why did you not come to me? Indeed, 552, am I not able to honor you? This guy's a king, and Bileam refused to come at the summons of a king. And he's astounded at this. Okay. Verse 38, and said Bileam to Balak, behold, I have come to you, and now am I able at all, 3201 doubled as an emphatic, to speak anything, 3972, the word that puts the Elohim into my mouth, that I shall speak. In other words, I'm not going to say anything of my own, because this scary messenger with a scary sword told me to shut up and say what he tells me to say, to put it in the vernacular. Verse 39, and went Bileam with Balak, and they came up to Kiriath Kutzot, 7155, and that means city of streets. Verse 40, and slaughtered 2077 as a sacrifice Balak, oxen and sheep, and sent to Bileam and the officials that were with him. Verse 41, and it was in the morning, took Balak Bileam and brought him up to Bamoth Baal, 1120. And that means Bamoth is the high place of Baal, Baal, in the King James English. That's 1120. The high place of Baal, because they were Baal worshipers, to see from there the farthest part, 7097, of the people of Israel. So they could look out from this lookout point and see all the camps of Israel from there. Yeah, pardon me, I got to get a hit of coffee here. Nice and hot. I bought myself a stainless steel vacuum mug, no plastic to it at all, and it'll keep coffee hot for like 3 hours. Excellent. That ends chapter 22. There was a huge crowd of Israelites out there, and they had just beaten the fire and killed all the Amori. And he was scared they were going to do the same to him. They were camped right next to him. And he thought he was going to be next in line. So he sent for Bileam, and he was a diviner. That's a soothsayer or a wizard. They use different terms in the English, but he was a diviner in the Hebrew. Bileam was not a good man. He knew of Yahweh, and he was afraid when the Elohim, the Mighty One, appeared to him as a messenger. Elohim does not always mean God. They translate it that way, but that is incorrect. It has a number of meanings, including judge and magistrate, Mighty One, a bunch of stuff. Especially when it's a small e, Elohim. When it is used in conjunction with the name of Yahweh, it is a title. Yahweh Elohim means Yahweh the Divine Being. That is a title given to Yahweh. Usually is after the name of Yahweh itself. But he went out on his own with the officials of Balak without being called as the messenger had instructed. This almost got him killed. He's going to get himself killed in one of the other books later on. But his Sheas saw the divine messenger with the sword. And she dodged sideways into the wall, and Bileam's foot happened to be between her and the wall. And Bileam was beaten on her. And then Yahweh enabled the Sheas to speak, which in itself should have scared Bileam witless. I mean, a donkey just doesn't speak to you. We have a bunch of jackasses in Washington that speak all the time, but they're a different breed. But until the messenger was visible to him, he was angry. When he saw the messenger, then he was afraid. And he knew that Yahweh was the supreme deity, but his heart wasn't right with him. And he practiced forbidden arts, divination, he would cast curses for a price, probably uttering the name of some of these fallen angels. And in chapter 31, verse 8, it'll tell you in this book how he was slain. And Balak and his whole company were Baal worshipers. They were not good folks. So Elohim, with a small e, even means the false divine beings. It depends on the context in which it is used. And they translate it as God, but that's another one of their little deals. Just a second here. I had to get another hit of hot coffee. I had fixed a big mess of buttermilk pancakes, and I got a little phlegm building up, so I need to clear my throat periodically, so the coffee helps. Let's get into chapter 23 here. And it is not a very long chapter, but there's a lot of stuff in here about Bileam and Balak and their little plans, which came to naught. toe. Verse 1 of chapter 23. Said Bileam to Balak, build, that's 1129, for me here 7 altars, and prepare 3559 for me here 7 bullocks, 6499, and 7 rams, 352. Remember, they were up on the high place of Baal. So he's going to build 7 altars at Baal's place. And you think Yahweh's going to listen to this guy? Oh, please. Verse 2. And did Balak that which said Bileam, and set up as smoke Balak and Bileam, a bullock and a ram on each altar. Baal doesn't exist. Baal is a fallen angel that manifested himself in whisperings in the ear, and just, he's a little dweeby, never did anything. Just you know, little stone statues and all the Baalim. There were a bunch of them. They were weather gods. They prayed to these little stone idols. So it just, apostasy and worship of false gods. And that's what these people did. That's what Moab had descended into. Verse 3. And said Bileam to Balak, station yourself, 3320, by your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps, 194, it will come about, 7136, that Yahweh will encounter me, 7125. And what he shows me, 7200, that's to see. In other words, what he makes me to see, I will report 5046 to you. And he went to a barren place, 8205. Okay? He went off by himself to just a big desert area, pile of rocks, where there wasn't anything there. Verse 4. And came to meet an Elohim to Bileam. That's a mighty one. To Bileam. A divine being sent by Yahweh. And he said to him, the 7 altars I have prepared, 6186, and sent up a bull and a ram on each altar. Well, he did it in the place of Baal. Five. And put Yahweh words in the mouth of Bileam, saying, return to Balak, and thus you shall speak. So he gave him the words to speak. Verse 6. And he returned to him, and behold, he stood, 5324, by his burnt offering, he and all the officials of Moab. Verse 7. And he lifted up, 5375, his parable, 4912. Now, 5375 is his bearing a burden. Okay? And 4912, the parable, is as a prophecy. So he was bearing the burden of a prophecy from Yahweh. And said, from Aram has transported, 5148, me, has transported me, Balak, king of Moab, From the mountains, 2042. Of the east, 6924. Saying, come, curse for me, that's 779. Curse for me, Jacob, and come, show indignation, 2194, against Israel. This isn't going to set well with Balak. Verse 8. How can I curse, 6895, whom has not cursed El, 410, the divine being? And how shall I show indignation against whom does not show indignation Yahweh? Uh-oh. Verse 9. Because from the tops of the rocks, 6697, I see him. And from the hills, 1389, I behold him, 7789. Lo, 2005. This people separately, 910, shall dwell, 7931, among the nations, 1471. They cannot be numbered, 2803. It's going to be non-Israel nations that he's talking about now, among the non-Israel nations. They can't be numbered because there's so many of them. 10. Who can count, 4487, the dust of Jacob and the number, 4557, of a fourth, 7255, of Israel? Let die, 4191, my being, 5315, the death, 4194, of the upright, 3477, and let be my end of days, 319, like his, 3644. Talking about Jacob, the tribe of Jacob Israel. Using Jacob in the singular as a metaphor for the entire group of tribes that is out there. Oh boy. Verse 11. And said Balak to Bileam, what have you done to me? To curse 6895, my hated enemies, I took you. And behold, you have blessed them all. That's 1288 doubled as an emphatic. Verse 12. And he answered and said, must not that which puts Yahweh in my mouth be heeded and spoken? In other words, he was afraid of that messenger with a sword. And with good reason. And the messenger told him what to say, speaking to him at that instant. And he had no choice, because I'm sure that power was overwhelming. Even though this was an evil man, Yahweh is going to use this evil man to a good purpose. He's done that over and over and over. Verse 13, and said to him Balak, come, please, with me to another place, so that you may see from there the end, 657, that is farther, 7097. You shall see, and all you shall not see, and curse them for me from there. He's not giving up. Verse 14, and he brought him to Sede Zophim. Sede is 7704, and Zophim is T-S-O, PHIYM, and that is 6839. Shede means field, and Sophie means the watchman. So it's Field of the Watchman on top of Pisgah, which is the Mount Pisgah. And built 7 altars, he did it again, and set up a bullock and a ram on the altars again. And he said to Balak, station yourself by your burnt offering, and I shall go to meet yonder. 3541. So he walked off to an unoccupied place again. And 16, and met Yahweh with Bileam, and put words in his mouth, and said, return to Balak, and thus you shall speak. Now Yahweh himself did not appear to Bileam. It was his messenger in the stead of Yahweh, and that is what it refers to here. Bileam didn't rate high enough to speak to Yahweh. He sent a messenger, probably the one with the sword, to say, hey, you, this is what you're going to say. Yes, sir. I'll say just that. You bet. Verse 17, and came he to him, in other words, he returned to Balak, and behold, he stood by his burnt offering with the officials of Moab, and said, Balak, what spoke Yahweh? See, even Balak knew the name of Yahweh. They knew who the divine being of Israel was. He was famous. He just cleaned house in Mitzrayim. And he fought with them against the Amori and wiped them out. You know, parted seas and done them pillar of cloud and fire. They knew. All those nations around there, all those Canaanites knew. They didn't worship Yahweh because his spirit wasn't in them. They weren't Israel. They worshiped all this garbage that they worshiped. Verse 18, and he lifted up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Give ear, 2:38, to me, son of Zippor. Not a man, 3:76, that's male specific, is El, that's Ish, you know, a man, is El, 4:10, the divine being, that he should lie, 3:5:7:6, or a son of Adam, 1:20, see the difference? A man is 3:7:6, gender specific, speaking of non-Israelites, or a son of Adam, speaking of the Israelites, that he should change his mind. One word, 5:1:6:2. Shall he speak and not do? Spoken and not kept his word? Kept his word is 6:9:6:5. To make it stand. Okay? His word will stand. Verse 20. Behold, a blessing I have brought. 3:9:4:7. And blessed, and cannot return it. Verse 21. He has not seen. 5:0:2:7. Wickedness. 2:0:5 in Jacob, and not seen trouble, 5:9:9:9 in Israel. Yahweh, Elohev, is with them. Elohev is their God. And the shout, 8:6:4:3, of a king among them. They shouted like they were a race of kings, which we are. We are kings and priests before Yahweh. Verse 22, El has brought them forth from Mitzrayim with strength, a 4-4-3, like a wild ox. 7-2-1-4. That's a feral ox. They were awesome. Very much to be feared. They were fierce. Because there is no enchantment, 5-1-7-3 against Jacob. That's Nakash. No accusations of using enchantments or divination, both of which were forbidden practices. Okay? There is no enchantment against Jacob. He didn't do any enchanting, nor divination against Israel. They didn't do divining. It was forbidden. At this time it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, what has made 6-4-6-6 El? They were made of the divine being. Verse 24, behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion, 3-8-3-3, and as a young lion, 7-3-8, they lift up, and not lie down, 7-9-0-1, until he eats the prey, 2-9-6-4, and the blood of the slain he drinks, like a lion would drink up blood. That's some potent stuff right there. Balak's pretty much getting the message. Verse 25, said Balak to Bileam, again curse them not with cursing, and again bless them not with blessing. 26, and answering, said Bileam to Balak, did I not speak to you, saying, all that speaks Yahweh I must do? He said, how many times have I got to tell you? I'm only going to be able to say what Yahweh tells me to say. And he didn't say, well, basically because this messenger with a sword is going to chop me up into mincemeat if I don't. But that's going through his evil little mind at that point. He's had the pants scared off of him. And he's not going to disobey right now. Verse 27, said Balak to Bileam, come, please, and I will take you to another place. Perhaps it is upright, 3-4-7-4, in the eyes of Elohim, that you curse them for me there. That's Yishar, upright. Very akin to 3-4-7-7, Yashar, which is the name of the book of the upright, called Jasher in English. Verse 28, and took Balak Bileam to the top of Peor, 6-4-6-5. That's Mount Peor, which looks forth, 8-2-5-9, upon the face of Yeshimon, 3-4-5-2. Later on, you're going to remember Baal Peor, the Baal of Peor, which the Midianites worshipped. They had gone into apostasy. They were no longer pure. And they were Baal worshippers. Verse 29, and said Bileam to Balak, build for me here 7 altars, and prepare for me here 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Verse 30, and did Balak that which said Bileam, and set up as smoke a bullock and a ram on each altar. He is wasting his times and a lot of bulls and rams. He's a Baal worshiper. And the sacrifices are taking places at Baal worship sites. Yahweh's using Bileam to mock Balak and his false deity. And he's too blind to see this. And verse 7, 4912 is a prophetic utterance put into the mouth of the diviner Bileam by the divine messenger of Yahweh. Yahweh's using even the wizards and Baal worshipers to his glory. Bileam is just a tool, and Balak is a fool. In verse 9, Israel is clearly separated from the heathen nations. And in verse 10, they're too numerous to be counted. All these pagan nations in the whole area there had good reason to fear Israel, because they had wiped out some of their most powerful nations around them. Well, that ends chapter 23. We're going to get into 24. And I'll get it done today. I've got 25 verses here. Verse 1 of chapter 24. Saw Bileam that it was good, 2895, in the eyes of Yahweh to bless Israel. He went not at other times, 6471 doubled, to meet for enchantments. 5173, that was a forbidden practice. He would chant because he was a wizard. But Yahweh talked to him anyway, because he's using him as a tool. But set, 7896, toward the wilderness his face. And he gets a vision. Verse 2, and lifted up Bileam his eyes and saw Israel abiding, 7931, by their tribes, and the spirit of Elohim, 430, was upon him. And he's going to speak what the spirit tells him, because he's in its grip. Verse 3, and he lifted up his parable and said, uttered, 5002, Bileam, son of Beor, and uttered the man, 1397, whose eyes, 5869, have been opened, 8365. He was blind before, and his eyes were opened, and he saw that messenger with a sword. Verse 4, uttered he who heard the words, 561, of El, that saw the vision, 4236, of Shaddai, 7706, the Almighty, in a vision, 2372, falling, 5307, into a trance, uncovering, 1540, his eyes. Ugalui, that's uncovering. Now he can see because he's being shown in the vision. Whew. Verse 5, how good are your tents, O Jacob, your tabernacles, 4908, O Israel. Verse 6, as the wadis, 5158, that's the river valleys, are spread forth, 5186, as the gardens, 1593, by the river, 5104, as the aloes, 174, which planted, 5193, Yahweh, as cedar trees, 730, beside the water. Verse 7, shedding, 5140, water from his pails, 1805, and his seed, 2233, in many, 7227, waters. Waters, floods of people here from the pails. In a seed in many waters, about the seafaring Israelites. And higher, 7311, then Agag. It's a Malachite king. That's 90. And he is the ancestor of Haman in the book of Esther. higher than Agag will be his king, 4428, and lifted up, 5375, shall be his kingdom, 4438. Verse 8, El, 410 again, brought him forth from Mitzrayim, speaking of Jacob Israel, his strength, 8443, like a wild bull, 7214. He shall consume, 398, that means to eat, the nations, 1471, of his enemies, 6862. Their bones, 6106, he shall break, 1633, and with his arrows, 2671, will pierce them through, 4272. Verse 9, he crouched, 3766, he lay down, 7901, like a lion, 738, and like a great lion, 3833, who shall raise him up? 6965. And that part of this verse you can reference Genesis 49:9. Second part of the verse, blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. And you can reference Genesis 12, verse 3 for that. Verse 10 here. And kindled was the anger of Balak toward Bileam, and he clapped together his hands, 5606, which was an emotional reaction back then. They clapped their hands. And he says, Balak to Bileam, to curse my hated enemies I called you, and behold, you have blessed them altogether. That's 1288 doubled for emphatic. These three times. Now flee, 1272, to your place. I said in my heart to honor you greatly, and behold, kept you back, 4513, has Yahweh from my honor. You betcha he did. Verse 12, said Bileam to Balak, did I not also to your messengers that you sent to me speak, saying, verse 13, if gave to me, Balak, a house full of silver and gold, I could not at all go beyond the words, 6310, of Yahweh, to do good or evil of my own mind, 3820, which is literally the heart. But in the Hebrew, the heart means the center of thought. In the Greek, the heart means the center of emotion. They are diametrically opposite. That which speaks Yahweh, I will speak. He asked him that. Didn't I tell you I was going to say what Yahweh told me to say? I mean, come on. I told you this. And now, behold, I go to my people. Come. I will advise, 3289, what this people shall do to your people in a later day, 319. Uh-oh, verse 15, and he lifted up his parable and said, uttered Bileam, son of Beor, and uttered the man whose eyes are opened, uttered he who heard the words of El and knew, 3045, the knowledge, 1847, of Elyon, that's the Most High, 5945, and saw the vision, 4236, of Shaddai, 7706, that's the Almighty, falling into a gaze, 2372, with uncovered eyes, 1540, spiritually uncovered. Verse 17, I shall see, but not of this time, 6258, speaking of a time in the future. I shall observe, 7789, but not near at hand, 7138. There shall tread, 1869. A Star, capital S, 3356 from Jacob, and shall rise, 6965. A Scepter, 7626 from Israel, and shall smite, 4272, the forehead, 6285 of Moab, and shatter, 6970, all the children of Sheth, 8352. Now, Sheth here is an error by scribes. It should read Keth, 2485. But they have Sheth here in the Hebrew, and it is a scribal error. And verse 17, you can reference Genesis 49, verse 10. That's the star, or no, that's the scepter from Israel, 7626. Now this ties in, the correction to Sheth should be Keth, because it refers to verse 18, and shall be Edom a possession, 3424. Who did Edom marry? Married into the children of Keth. So the scribal error should carry over to verse 18, which confirms it, because they're talking now in context of Esau, Edom. And shall be a possession, Seir, 8165, of their hated enemies. And Israel shall do valiantly, 2428. 19. Shall come he that shall have dominion, that's one word, 7287 from Jacob, and shall destroy, at 6, the survivors, 8300, of the city, 5892. Verse 20, and he looked on Amalek, 6002, and lifted up his parents. See, he's looking around at all these places where these Canaanites are living, and he's given their fate. He looked on Amalek and lifted up his parable, saying, the first of the nations is Amalek, but his latter end, 319, is to be forever, 5703, destroyed. 8. And Obed is destroyed, and it's only used twice in Scripture, in verse 20 and 24. In this book, that's it. Never used again. Now, the word's only used twice, and it's right here. Verse 21, and he looked on the Cainy, 7017, that's the seed of Cain, and lifted up his parable, saying, strong, 386, is your dwelling place, 4186, and you put your nest, 7064, in a rock, 5553. Verse 2, or 22, because indeed shall be consumed, 1197, or possessed, Cain, until when Asher, 804, shall carry you away as captives, 7617. Asher is Assyria. The Cainy were going to be dispersed and destroyed as a people and mingled amongst all these Ites, that's the satanic seed line direct. Verse 23, and he lifted up his parable, saying, alas, 188, who shall live when El appoints this? Verse 24, shall come warships, 6716, from the hand of Kittim, 3794 and afflict 6031 Asher and afflict Eber 5677. Now 5677 is the son of Shelah by Yahuda with the Canaanite women. They were not Israelites, they were mutts. And also he shall be forever destroyed. Yahweh is not going to let that seed line live. Verse 25, and rose up Bileam and went and returned to his place, and also Balak went on his way. Oh boy. He just gave the future of what's going to happen to all the ites. Bileam, even though he was wicked, was taken over and overwhelmed by the Spirit of Yahweh and caused to speak the truth. He was used just like Shaul will be used in 1 Samuel 10:10, where the Spirit came over Shaul and he prophesied, even though he was a wicked king and tried to kill David and disobedient to Yahweh, and his kingdom was taken from him, he was used as a tool, just like Bileam is being used as a tool. And in verse 1, we see that Bileam used enchantments, and that was a forbidden pagan practice. He was not a man of Yahweh. He knew Yahweh was the Elohim, but he didn't follow him. And in verse 3, 5002, Neum, it means uttering. It doesn't mean to say, it means to utter. Usually connected with prophecy or the word of Yahweh. And in verse 7, the shedding of water, 5140, means the proliferation of Israel. And the seed in many waters means Israel will be a seafaring people as well, going to other lands, Europe and America, in future time. That's how we got here. We sailed over in ships. That's how they got to the British Isles. They sailed up there. They sailed up there in ships, and thence from the British Isles over here. And verse 17, the future king is foretold, and a scepter rising from Israel. This can mean both David, Dawid, is the actual pronunciation, with a waw instead of a vav, and the Messiah Yeshua. The scepter is tied to Yehuda, and both Dawid and the Messiah will be from that tribe. You can reference Genesis 49:10. The lion is also the symbol of Yehuda. And you got Moab. Moab was the son of Lot by incest. And then you've got 8352, the misnomer Sheth. And it should be Heth 2485. And Heth was the founder of the Hittites, the Hitti. And Esau married two Hittite women. His people were Edom. And they've always been deadly enemies of true Israel. We saw that they wouldn't let Israel pass through their borders and came out against them to make war on them. And eventually, in verse 18, it says, Edom would become a possession of Israel. Seir, 8165, was their capital city on Mount Seir. And all through Scripture stated that Yahweh hates Edom. And will eventually totally destroy them. And verse 20, the Amaleki, that's the Amalekites, are doomed to destruction. In verse 21, the seed line of Cain, that's Cain, will be consumed. This happened, and they were eventually absorbed and disappeared as an independent tribe. And that polluted the evil Canaanites, who were evil anyway, with the seed line of the devil that seduced Eve. because that's whose Cain's father was. The affliction of Asher, that's the Assyrians, is foretold, and also Eber. Eber was the son of Shelah, the son of Yehuda, by a Canaanite woman. They were half-breed Canaanites and were cursed seed. This is in Genesis 38:5. All of Esau's seed line is seen in Genesis 36. And Israel was to keep its bloodline pure, and the failure to obey that has left us with the plague of mongrels that we have today. So all we can do as people today is to, those of us that are pure blood, is to obey. Don't follow the ways of our ancestors. Come out and break out from among that and go back in repentance and love and worship to Yahweh. That's our plan for the future. We cannot change the past, but we can learn from it. What we can change is our individual behavior as individual Israelites to the future, to obey Yahweh. That's all we can truly do, is to become obedient to the very best of our ability and in all sincerity. And a lot of us are making that attempt. I see more and more results. I see questions being asked on the chat rooms, and the listenership to Eurofolk Radio and the other Christian identity pastors on other networks is astounding. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. Of course, I'm partial to EFR because I'm on here, and I'm very close friends with Eli, and this whole team that's on EFR is awesome. With the information that is dispersed here and the preaching that you hear, with the addition of Pastor Mullet, and now Billy Roper has got the Roper Report on Wednesdays, it's just getting better and better and better, and I'm so pleased to be a part of it. I am truly privileged. So we're done with that, and I will come back on Monday. Now, Monday, September the 19th, is the Feast of Trumpets this year. And that show will be pre-recorded because it is a high Shabbat. And I will be driving my neighbors crazy, blowing my shofar all day. And I'll probably, when I pre-record the show, I'll blow the shofar to start the show. So, my poor is a crazy Israelite. He's at it again. Well, hey, you got to be able to have a sense of humor, you know. Praise Yahweh, I'm privileged to be here, and I'm so happy that people are listening and learning from the readings, and I can impart some of all that massive amount of study that I did all those years. I don't want it to go to waste, and I hope it blesses you and you learn from it, and that you share what you learn with other people. So until then, I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you. And may Yahweh bless, and I will speak with you on the Shabbat on Monday. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.